You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back, fellow commuters. For those of you who don't have the option but to get in your vehicle and drive to the place where they pay you money to work, we're with you. We feel your pain. Kim St. Ange, Mark Cox here, Ethan Bright. Sue Thomas did not have to get out of her house this morning, but she did last night. And I don't know how long it took her to get home by the time she left the Mark Reardon show here a little bit earlier in the evening last night. But still. What a mess.
So Bindi on Facebook makes a really good point, saying what MoDOT is saying makes no sense about them not being clear on the timing of the snowstorm. Can you even call it a storm? I guess you could. but they thought it was coming in at 4 p.m., but it obviously started much earlier at 11 a.m. Well, quite a few people, meteorologists, knew it was supposed to come in earlier. But anyway, she's saying, so their plan was to what? Wait until the snow actually started to do anything? Because if you're going to lay down brine, which... the Illinois Department of Transportation is making the point that maybe that wouldn't have even been effective. But you would typically put that down hours in advance of the snow actually falling so that
wouldn't
it has time
you?
To get on the roads and
normally
work.
Yeah, when it rains ahead of time, the excuse is, well, the rain washed it all away and then it turned to ice and then there's nothing we could do. In this case, we knew it was coming. I don't know how you could even use that excuse. If you missed our last hour, we had Senator Nick Schroer on, who's going to be asking some questions in Jeff City about why this keeps happening. He thinks that it's a matter of priorities for MoDOT. I don't think I'm putting words in his mouth to say that. He said that the Supreme Court interpreted that they can kind of, they have a lot of autonomy with how they spend their budget, and they're not spending it in the right places if we continue to have these sorts of problems. It just doesn't seem that serious. We had a light dusting of pretty powdery snow yesterday, and it created havoc everywhere.
2.5 hours to get from Brentwood to St. Charles. Normally would take 20 minutes. I was going 3 miles an hour, quite literally, wow. On Interstate 70.
Yeah, my daughter got trapped on 6440 headed west. We drove back from Branson yesterday, if you're just joining the show, and went to Silver Dollar City on Sunday, took the grandkids. It was a little cold. There were a couple of rides open, but, you know, just a great environment and you know, all the shops. And so we had to get in the car yesterday morning and drive back. And I said to my family, well, there's a little bit of a snow system moving up. It's supposed to snow throughout the day up in St. Louis, so it's probably going to get worse as we get closer to town. We had no idea. There were times on the interstate we couldn't do more than 30 miles an hour. There were trucks and off the side of the road, and it still took us from 10:30 yesterday morning until 4:30 last night to get home from Branson, and that was by cutting off 44 onto 47 and coming up through Washington the back way just to avoid getting stuck on 141 or 4064 or 270. We wanted to avoid that at all costs. I was willing to take two-lane back roads to avoid having to get near the interstate yesterday because I'm listening to Sue Thomas describe the nightmare that's developing right before her eyes.
Now, see, I tried to take the back roads, and I feel like it probably wasn't the best decision, but I was worried the interstate would be shut down. It was a complete mess. People were messaging us on our text line, which, by the way, you can too, 314-241-9797, and saying their commute has been better so far. It's still not great. So if you have not had to leave the house just yet, just prepare for your commute to take longer than it typically would. But some are saying half the time that it took yesterday. But again, well, half the time from like 5 hours.
And so, maybe later today they'll hold another news conference at MoDOT explaining how they got caught with their pants down, so to speak.
Yeah. Again, why does it keep happening?
I tried to help. I took a couple of photos this morning as I was driving in, one out in the county of only one lane clear and everything else snowpacked, and one in the city where all three lanes were clear. I don't know how they figured that out. Once it got to the city line, all three lanes were clear. I don't know how they figured that out. But in describing it, Kim, everybody's a critic. I use the word, this is what you're facing on the highways this morning. And somebody corrected me and told me those are interstates.
Mm.
How dare I call them highways?
I'm glad you made a public note of that.
I'm just acknowledging my ignorance there. So there you have it. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we are going to get to Dan Buck. He's going to get up early. Actually, we let him sleep in a little bit. We're not getting him on till 8:20. We missed him last week. So we're going to get him on the air here coming up in just a few minutes with his segment. He's going to start joining us regularly and help do some fill-in work around here. We're thrilled about that. And right now, let's get to our top stories, though. Please, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And we were all hanging out on the 5th, and my good friend Richard, his son Michael and Corey, they were shooting, and they said to me, hey, John, do you want to maybe handle one of these weapons?
Yeah, that's John. John lives in the UK, came here for the 4th of July at a buddy's house, shot a gun for the first time in his life, and posted the picture on his social media. When he got home to London, where they don't have a Second Amendment protection, they arrested him. You couldn't make this stuff up.
President Trump's cardiovascular imaging was perfectly normal. No evidence of arterial narrowing impairing blood flow or abnormalities in the heart or major vessels. The heart chambers are normal in size, the vessel walls appear smooth and healthy, and there are no signs of inflammation or clotting.
So what's the story other than the mainstream media trying to make something out of nothing because they all have Trump derangement syndrome? These are the same bunch of incompetent people that covered for Joe Biden's dementia for 4 straight years.
By this whole, radicalization once he got here, I must say I've been following this closely since I prosecuted terrorists in the 1990s. When they say, he was fully vetted, I have to ask, vetted with what?
Yeah, thank you. Andy McCarthy there on the Afghan migrant who opened fire, killing one National Guardsman, severely, critically injuring another, and got radicalized apparently once he got here, according to Pam Bondi. But how did he get in the country in the first place?
Not only does she want higher taxes, but she wants transgender surgery for minors without parental consent. She wants to defund the police and abolish prisons, things that don't make sense. And we stand just the opposite side of that.
Yeah, that's Matt Van Epps running for Congress as a Republican down in the Nashville, Tennessee area. For goodness sake, folks, if you know anybody in this great state of Tennessee, and I've enjoyed a number of trips down there to lakes and all of that over the years, Dollywood, all that good stuff, call them and tell them if they live anywhere near Nashville and they have a vote in this race, to, for God's sake, vote for Matt Van Epps. This Afton Bain lady who's running against him is like the AOC of Tennessee. That's what she is.
So this is a red district. I mean, you have Nashville and some of these other areas that are very
liberal.
Blue. Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
you live
Nashville
here.
A very liberal mayor. But you also have surrounding counties in this congressional district that are very, very red and have been for quite some time. So, I mean, this would be a huge deal if she were able to flip it.
Well, the fact that she's down in the polls, but only by a couple of points, which surprises a lot of people that she's even still in the running, given her past statements about her hatred of Nashville. She's supports cutting the police, cutting funding for the police. I mean, she's a complete nut job, apparently, and is still, according to the latest poll, within a few points of this race. So hopefully people in Tennessee wake up. If you know anybody down there, call them. Please tell them to have as much passion for that as they do volunteer football. How about that? All right, coming up, we'll get to our buddy Dan Buck. We'll get to the Buck Stops here at about 8:20. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. Keeping an eye on the roads out there. Sue Thomas is. You talked about that tractor trailer that hijacked earlier because it was causing some problems up there. And I think 370 in that area went through the median. We were talking about it earlier. So still some problem spots out there. But hopefully you take it easy and we can get you to work or home this morning, depending on which direction you're going. Because it's been a mess all morning. Not as bad a mess as it was last night, but we've been getting messages here on the text line at 314-241-9797, and people have been texting us and giving us all sorts of great information on problems they're seeing out there and all of that's a great stuff. Anything new on that end, Kim?
Well, they're just saying spent 2 hours to go a mile and a half on Lindbergh yesterday. It's still not been plowed properly. Just wondering where the plows are. That was 7 minutes ago.
Ah, well, I wonder.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If our friend had any issues with that, go ahead and hit the open for us, please.
The Buck stops here.
The Buck is on the phone. Dan Buck, good morning, my friend. Did you get some sleep this morning?
Oh, I did. I've been sleeping like a baby. No more 3:30 wake-up calls. It's
rub it
so
in.
Awesome.
Yeah, after all that Dasher business you've been doing up there with the pop-up bar, it's probably keeping you busy.
Yeah, Dasher's Dive Bar opened on Friday. It was a blast, absolutely a riot. And this weekend we got two great crowds Friday and Saturday, so it should be fun.
Outstanding, man. So you when you're off the radio for a week and a half, I'm sure there's lots of stories you've been wanting to talk about. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, it's the inaugural edition of the Buck Stops here, right?
That's
very
right.
First one here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And what exactly this segment's going to entail and what might be your reward, you know, for a 3 to 5 minute segment. I got to figure this out. So I'm going to set the stage today of what the bus segment in my eyes is going to be. Okay. Does this sound good?
Sure.
Okay. At this point, I have no idea. I'm just kidding. Unlike any other segment I've ever done in radio, it's safe to say it's going to be unpredictable. And here's why. All morning long, from 5 a.m. to 9 o'clock, and for many hours before that, Mark and Kim are out, folks. You have no idea the incredible job they do. They scour the facts. They go to every news source out there. They prep and they pull sound bites. This show keeps you fully aware of everything that's big that's going on, right? I mean, you guys are on top of city, state, federal, national, worldly politics, right?
Sure.
So they don't need to hear from me about another current event breakdown or going off on something that Mark and Kim covered last hour. So I'm going to want the Buck segment, and you and I haven't even talked about this, Mark, but I want it to be relevant, obviously, but without being repetitive. I want it to kind of make people think, not too hard, but I want them to be challenged on things like being more grateful and given a few practical gems that just might help them make their day a little more productive. And so the landscape of topics, let me run through what I think some of the topics are going to be, and I have a brief one today. But the landscape of topics on this segment, among many things, now don't hold me to this, I'm not exclusively bound to these topics, but I want to share observations and experiences, both joys and frustrations of my parenting and grandparenting world. It's absolutely nuts, and Kim, you can relate to this, that you could probably do a whole show on parenting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'll touch and in there are also going to be segments of youth sports and coaching. As an umpire and a coach for 40 years, I have a lot of insights and things that I'll share about and oftentimes related to current events going on. I know there's going to be segments where I also touch on faith, but I promise you not in a preachy way. It's really more about my personal faith walk and things that how I grapple with the greatness of God and how grand he is and different things like that. I will, without question, I'll give you a lot of mainstream media. I mean, I'm sorry, social media people who mainstream media like to ignore. So I'll continue to do those social media voices that are dropping truth bombs and, you know, are given the hypocrisy and the hatefulness of the left so well. And of course, mainstream media ignores them. I'll also on occasion feature musical artists, which I've done. Mark, you like my rapper guy.
I did. McDonald. He's great.
Who is that?
He is awesome. Oh, Kim, you got to hear him. He's got a new song out. Maybe I'll feature him on the next segment.
It's not the AI guy, is it? There's AI artists who are topping the charts right now.
No.
He
this
exists.
Guy, you'll love him. Well, you probably have heard some of his stuff. He was the rapper who did the song The Devil Is from California, which was outrageous. It was about Gavin Newsom, but it was great. Anyway, many, like today, are going to be simple life observations and experience, things that I witness or observe, you know, that give me a fresh perspective, and it might give you gratitude, or maybe you'll be able to fully relate to what I'm talking about. So when I was growing up, and you probably, Kim, are too young to remember, but Paul Harvey and Charles Kuralt were like my titans of mainstream media, and I know probably for you too, Mark, you knew both of them.
Oh, sure.
And they're just incredible storytellers. Now they weren't part of the news hound pack. They didn't go down all those beaten roads of the breaking news and, you know, on the same cycle of war and crime and fire and tragedy and everything else the mainstream media loves to focus on. Harvey and Kuralt were like, I don't know, they just forged a new path that you never heard in mainstream media. They explored things that most of us had never thought about. It was just insightful journalism on topics that most of us had never considered newsworthy. And they made news out of it. And I'm not saying I'll be Paul Harvey and I'm not going to be Charles Kuralt, but what I do hope is that I can just kind of make simple observations on obscure stories and strike a chord with people, you know, that maybe they'll be kinder or smarter or if nothing else, they'll just be more thankful. So today, it's a quick version because I know we're almost out of time. Only some of you who have grown children are going to be able to understand this or relate to it. But if you have a grown adult in your life who you likely, in my case, it was my oldest, but you probably, if you have multiple children, my daughter's 35 years old. She's over the top creative to the point that it drives everybody in the family nuts, right? I mean, take this past Thanksgiving weekend. She and her husband, Mike, they played host to me. Yeah, get this list. They played host to me and my wife, along with my wife's parents, so her grandparents. She also brought her brother, sister-in-law, their three kids, her single sister, two visiting dogs to compliment her two dogs and two cats. And did I mention my daughter? My daughter has two daughters as well. So
wow.
If you're counting, that's nine adults, five children, all under the age of six, four dogs, two cats, all jammed into their five-bedroom, four-bath house. Just feeding and having fresh linens would be enough for most, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and I know we're up against a hard break, but I am telling you, from the prime rib dinner before Thanksgiving evening dinner to a trip to the city museum, this woman plans everything. And I say, how do we deal with people like this in our life? You just sit back and you marvel. You don't try to change a person like that. She lives for the holidays. Yeah. That is who she is. It's part of her innermost fabric, guys. And I'm thankful to my daughter, Tina. She's a crazy one, but she makes the holidays and birthdays magical.
Dan, thank you for that. We're looking forward to your segments twice a week, I hope. Right. When do we have him on again?
Yeah, Monday is the typical day. We flip-flopped it. But yeah, we're hoping to get him on twice a week, if possible, at some point.
All right, buddy. We got to run. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you guys. See you,
all
man.
Right. Thank Bye-bye. You. Yep. Dan Buck right there. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, so I have to correct something I said earlier. You know, we do speak 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, generally speaking, when I'm not off on a Monday. And occasionally you will misspeak and not even realize it, which apparently I did earlier. And my friend Barry called me out on it. So I was talking about the truck that jackknifed on 370 when we were trying to fill time before Dan Buck came on. And apparently I said it hijacked instead of jackknife.
I didn't even catch it.
I had the jack part of it. You didn't catch it.
No, I didn't catch it, no.
But somebody caught it, so I apologize. You knew what I meant. The truck was not hijacked. It was jackknifed. Wow. But anyway, that happened. And I don't know why alerts are now suddenly making noise.
Your computer's letting you know that
you
failed, too.
Thank you. Yeah, it absolutely is. And speaking of which, on my Facebook page, as I've already apologized for earlier, when I referred to 6440 as a highway, somebody pointed out, it's an interstate, Mark. Get with it. Whatever. I took pictures this morning on my drive-in. So that was now 4.5 hours ago. 4.5 hours ago, the Boone Bridge and all of 6440 through the Chesterfield Valley was one lane. One lane was clear. All the rest of it was snow-packed. My friend Shannon just drove across the Boone Bridge. Her text to me is time-stamped at 8:23 a.m., so less than 20 minutes ago. And she said, going eastbound to the city from St. Charles before and after the Boone Bridge is snow-packed and or ice still. 4.5 hours later. So I don't know what's gone on with the road crews, but something has gone horribly wrong.
Don on our text line is saying he feels like had they pre-treated the roads with the brine mixture, that it would have alleviated a lot of the issues that drivers experienced yesterday and some of you are still experiencing this morning.
I think that's probably correct. It looks like it'll be the middle of the day tomorrow before temperatures are above freezing, maybe 10 or 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. So don't expect any real melting for the rest of the day. Which means unless they really get on this today, your drive home could be a little bit of a nightmare. Isn't that a shame?
Well, yeah. I mean,
why don't we have this figured out?
When I was driving in from St. Charles County this morning to downtown, many of the roads, particularly in St. Louis County, you couldn't even see the lane, and some in St. Charles County. And if you know, when I'm the only driver on the road at 3:30, it's not a big deal. But when you have a bunch of other people and they're trying to figure out where they're supposed to be driving and merge, that's dangerous. The on and off ramps, I noticed, as you did, Ethan, they were not great. You know, the interstate itself wasn't too bad in many areas, but the on-ramps were a mess.
Yeah, our on.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Rams were terrible coming in. But like I said, when we got on the highway, it wasn't that bad.
Well, we'll see if Nick Schroer, I'm sure he won't be the only one. They said there were 500 bills introduced yesterday in Jeff City, which is the first day anything can be introduced. One of them is going to be calling for more accountability at MoDOT. This is not just a Missouri Department of Transportation issue. It's a St. Louis County issue, because they've got hundreds of miles of roads that they are responsible for. It's a city of St. Louis, same thing, where they're under blue protocol right now. And then, of course, IDOT. IDOT seems to have this figured out. Somebody was commenting yesterday, I don't want to give IDOT any credit, but they've clearly, the feeling is they've done a better job than the Missouri Department of Transportation on a lot of these issues.
So, you know, I was just talking about Don and his experience and his thoughts on the brine mixture having worked. Why did they do it? He says, this is Don again. I just heard your comment. I don't think that brine mixture works very well. What happened to the old-fashioned salt? Did they used to just throw down salt? At what point did they combine it to make this brine that we now have them laying down?
Oh, it's been 20 years. I mean, it's been a long time. They use it to pre-treat when they know snow's coming. They don't put salt down first, usually. That is usually something that goes on after it's the precipitation started, to melt whatever's on the ground. This is supposed to keep it from freezing on the pavement to begin with. And yesterday might have been a good day for it. I don't know.
I want to hear from MoDOT and IDOT.
Yes.
Why, if IDOT's saying it would not have been effective potentially, I want to know why. And I want to know why MoDOT didn't learn from its mistake. I can understand one time, okay, this happens, but come on. I mean, how much money are you getting from the state, our tax dollars, to make sure that this is not a big issue? It's not like we had 8 inches yesterday. It was what? Well, what was the accumulation? A couple inches? It should not have been the mess on the roads that it was. You should not have been caught off guard that it started at 11, because a lot of people weren't. It seems like it was mostly just MoDOT that thought that the snow was supposed to start some 5 hours later than it actually did.
We've made progress. Of course, Ace traffic reporter Sue Thomas just texted me a picture of the MoDOT cameras that basically I think she said this is at Maryville, and the roads, all the lanes are clear.
Oh, good.
From what I can tell. It's, 1, 2, 3. You can almost see a fourth lane there. So they've done probably a lot of that has to do with just road traffic, tire traffic beating it down would be my guess. But Sue shown me a couple of pictures here that are show quite a few of the roads have cleared up now. Hampton, she just sent me one at Hampton, 64 at Hampton.
Oh yeah, she just sent me 40 at Hampton. Yeah. That looks so very clear.
That's good. Good. Well, I'm glad things are getting a little better out there. Hey, by the way, hats off to Hugh, who pointed out to us a few minutes ago, that would be Hugh St. Ange, that the president is holding a news conference at 1 o'clock Central Time today. So right smack dab in the middle of the Annie Fry show. I'm sure they'll be carrying that live when it happens. I don't know. We don't know the content. The White House has not issued what the content of that news conference is going to be. Neither has Fox News, although they've got it listed on their rundown to cover it. So I'm sure Fox News Radio will carry it live either from Fox TV or Fox News Radio whenever it starts. There's never any guarantee it's going to start right at 1 o'clock, but that's in the ballpark.
If you had to speculate what you thought he could be talking about, what would you guess?
I would guess the boat issue.
That's what
probably.
I thought.
I mean, I've watched the coverage of the story so far, very biased. You've got the left-wing media outlets trotting out every Tom, Dick, and Harry they can find to say that it's a war crime and they shouldn't have. It was probably a war crime to begin with. This is the same people that didn't want us bombing the boats to begin with. I'm waiting on Rand Paul to come out and say something like this. You know, I joked about this earlier, but it's really not a joke. When Lisa Murkowski is your friend, you don't need enemies. She claims to be a Republican. This is what she said yesterday.
I think what we have heard shocked us all. And I think most would say that when you have two individuals that are literally floating in the water, a second order to kill them all is not something that we would consider within the rules of war.
First of all, we're not at war. It is a law enforcement operation because they are terrorists. They're committing a terrorist act against the United States, and we do have the right to take them out. Number two, the issue of the boat, right? If the boat wasn't totally destroyed and these guys were still clinging to it, there's no reason not to hit it again. You don't want them to be able to recover whatever's on the boat. So lots of questions that nobody's answered, and you've even got Republicans coming out now beating up on Hegseth or whoever. My guess is that's what'll be mentioned in the 1 o'clock news conference. Plus, he's always, unlike Biden, willing to take questions. So even if the news conference is not about that, maybe it's about the Ukraine-Russia deal, he'll get questions on it.
Well, he'll take questions on any topic
that
you ask a question about. That's the beauty of Trump. That was, like you said, so different from Joe Biden, where he would, I was going to say run, but he couldn't really run, but he would skirt the media at every opportunity he had.
Plus, you wouldn't know about this if there hadn't been a report done on it, right?
Yeah.
They've released the video.
And they said they're doing an official review of it.
A hearing on it, of course there will be, because they can stage their comments, and it'll have nothing to do with anything other than damaging Donald Trump. So that's what it's all about. All right, we'll get to a quick break here, and we're going to be back right after this. Stay tuned.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing oral arguments in a First Amendment case brought by First Choice Women's Resource Centers, a New Jersey faith-based nonprofit, which was subpoenaed by the state seeking its records over allegations it's misleading women about offering abortion services. The Crisis Pregnancy Group challenged the subpoena in federal court, asserting it infringed upon its First Amendment rights by potentially chilling free speech and association. The group also questioning a federal judge's ruling that the case must be first adjudicated in state court. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yeah, I want you to hear that report if you hadn't. SCOTUS is going to hear that issue today. At every level, this clinic, which doesn't promote abortion but other options, has challenged that their free speech is being imposed upon by the state. And when they go to the federal court says you're going to have to go to a state court. When they go to the state court says you're going to have to go to the federal court if you're arguing that this is a free speech case. It's finally going to make it to the Supreme Court, where they will ultimately decide. And clearly, it's just another case of a left-wing governor who doesn't like alternatives to abortion being presented to pregnant women.
Well, and that's the thing. When you go to Planned Parenthood, for example, they're not trying to sit here and say, oh, you know what? You could get an abortion, but let me show you the ultrasound and give you some of the other options if you'd like to choose life. They're saying, this is what you should do.
Right. Yeah. I think that... That's exactly it. I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will rule on this finally once and for all, because it's been a situation where it's taken them entirely too long to get around to this issue. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that they've got that taken care of. I just wanted you to know that was happening today. It's possible by showtime tomorrow, we'll have some of those arguments that were made before the court. And of course, I keep getting texts and messages from people about the new Amendment 3 that's going to be on the ballot in November. I mean, can you imagine this? Start thinking now about the stakes of what's going to be on the ballot next November. Midterm election, Democrats ramping up their attacks in every way, shape, or form to try to get any advantage they can at the ballot box. They're challenging in Texas, in court, the redistricting. They're going to try to challenge in Missouri at the ballot box and in court redistricting. There's a lot of pressure in Indiana. Right now, Indiana is about to vote on a redistricting that could add two seats for Republicans in Indiana. And there are questions as to whether some of the all the Republicans there are going to get on board and vote for it or not. So the president's involved in negotiating for that as well right now. But all these challenges are going to be coming up. Then you're going to have Amendment 3. Then you're going to have the vote on, the ballot issues coming up, you know, whether or not we raise the threshold on those. A lot of things are going to be happening. And we're not even into the new year yet.
As far as the fix for Amendment 3 in Missouri, how big of a difference do we think it will make just by having different wording? Because I would argue that the wording in November, on November's ballot for Amendment 3, was very misleading. And I know there were many efforts to try to change that, and the judge kept striking it down. But for the people who did vote in favor of passing Amendment 3, I'm scared that people aren't going to realize that. I don't know. I'm really, really hopeful, and I'm praying that this fix passes, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous how big of a difference the wording will make, and I'm nervous that the people won't show up.
You should be. You should be nervous about all those things. And I'm sure there's a logical reason for this. I don't understand why we called it Amendment 3 again. Should have been something different. Because, you know, now we're saying yes on 3, and before we're saying no on 3, and you know the low information voter out there is going to be confused about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wish it could have been called something else.
It's a good point.
And now we have 10 months to parse that out once the new year starts.
Unless people think that they're just, for whatever reason, because a lot of voters are not informed at all. They're just thinking for some reason they have to vote again for Amendment 3, and the people who voted for it in November vote yes again.
It's a good point. Very good point. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Hopefully your drive home this afternoon is a good one. Sue Thomas says the roads are getting better out there. Maybe we'll get some answers from MoDOT. Remember, the president with a live news conference about 1 o'clock Central Time during the Annie Fry Show. We'll carry that for you right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Have yourself a great Tuesday, Kim and Ethan, Sue, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. See you then.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.